Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
The following program is produced by Lawin Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Lawin Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The content provided in this program is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Lawin Media Network does not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Season 3 of Be Bold, Why Not? And of course, yours truly, MJ, here. And I miss everyone. I miss our viewers. You know, we had a two-week break because we wanted to prepare for a better and bigger Season 3. And for this season, our theme is Lead with Passion. That's right. So we're going to have really great leaders in our episodes, and of course you are watching us live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch TV, and stream.lawin.live. And if you miss our live show, you can listen to our podcasts on Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and a lot more. So magandang umaga po to all our viewers in the Philippines also. And you know, be bold, why not? Well, you know, in life, we have to take the courage. We have to take the step. Only one thing that we want to do in life, just one extra step, can open a lot of opportunities for us. So that's why we're here to encourage you, to empower you, to do what you love to do in life, to lead your lives, to lead your families, to lead anybody that you want to lead, even just leading your life to the person that you want to be, right? So, but before that, you know, as we always do in our show, we have a game. We're going to show the mechanic of the game. So for those of you who are watching, feel free to give your shout outs or make any comments, or if you have any questions, just participate, because the more you participate, the higher chances you have to win our prize. So let's show them the mechanic of the game. Well, anyway, I think I've already said it. So the more you participate, the higher your chances are, or your chances of winning a prize at the end of the show. Anyway, to all the fathers out there, belated Happy Father's Day. And tonight we are very blessed to have a very, very special guest. He's a man of God. He's a leader in his family. He's a leader to a lot of families in the Philippines. He has been a leader in the community. He has helped found, or he was one of the founders of few of the organizations in Houston area. And he's just man, and that people can look up to, that can follow, that can really be a role model for everyone. So without further ado, I would love to welcome our very special guest, Tito Flor Ginhawa. Good evening.
Hello, good evening, MJ.
Good evening po, and Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I know we're day past Happy Father's Day, but
I just would like to take this opportunity because I know how wonderful you are as a father, not only to your children, but to a lot of kids. But we'll get there. But before that, we would want to know you more, like your childhood in the Philippines. Can you tell us a little bit of your story? Because I was reading in this book earlier, and I'm just really impressed how you know, your life story was. But it would be a pleasure if you would be the one to tell our viewers. Like, tell us about yourself, Doctor. Yeah.
I was born in 1944 in San Antonio, San Pascual, Babon, Batangas, to Gregorio and Esperjona Caringal, the third out of seven children. I grew up in, until I was seven, I was stayed in Batangas until I was adopted by my aunt in Pasay City. So I moved to Pasay City in 1952 and continued my studies from elementary school to high school in Pasay City, where I studied high school at Jose Abad Santos High School in Pasay City. It's a branch of Arellano University, where I graduated summa cum laude or valedictorian at that time.
Wow, amazing, amazing. So as a student, were you like a leader of some of, like, you know how there are school clubs or organizations? Were you also like the president, a class president, or what clubs did you lead while being a student?
As a student, I was a writer of the school paper, a dancer, a singer, and a volleyball player, which I did good when I was younger.
Well, I think you can still do it. Right?
That's my old age.
Well, that's good. So other than you were really academically excellent student, you were also multi-talented. You were a writer and you did sports and all that. So how did you enjoy? Because you know how people say, what is the best, like in your school year? What's the most memorable one? Is it elementary, high school, or college? What do you think in your case, Tito Flor?
To me, it's college because it was more challenging because I have to juggle study, work, and married life. So I married young.
How young?
22.
That's not young. Okay.
Well, it was young because I was not yet finished with my college. That's why it took me a lot of years before I completed my BS Chemical Engineering at Mapua Institute of Technology.
Yes, Mapua, you know what Mapua in the Philippines, it's like MIT, right? MIT,
yeah,
in
is,
the United States.
It is an ABET certified university now.
Yeah, so how did you do that? Like juggling between being a student, a father, a husband? How did you do that, Tito Flor?
It's hard, you know. I worked for Liwayway Gaugau when I was 16, under Carlos Chan, who is now the owner of Uishi and JC Donut. So I worked for him until I was 23. So I worked for him for a long time, and then we established Liwayway Gaugau and Chansey Brothers.
What's so, Liwayway Gaugau? So we, our viewers would know what that is.
The Liwayway Gaugau is a distributor of gaugau, which is used as starch and coffee beans and also tangchutik.
Wow. So you started working at the age of 16?
Yeah, and then finished working at the age of 76.
Wow. 16 to 76. So that means you worked 60 years.
And I'm still not a millionaire.
Okay, well, it's okay because you know what they say? It's like the riches is not all about money or material things. I mean, you are rich, I bet, in your own way. Like a lot of people look up to you. You are touching a lot of lives in the Philippines. So material things are just extra. But I think riches or being rich is not just that. But anyway, let's talk about the challenges you went through as a child. I know being adopted at the age of seven, right? How was it, Tito Flor? Because, you know, although the person who adopted you was your aunt, was there anything that really that happened in your life that you wished you had, or you were with your actual family or your mom?
Well, you know, as a 7-year-old, you wish you were, you question yourself, why were you given away to your aunt? Mm-hmm. So you question, are you the bad one? So the thought lingered with me until I was in college, until I understand that my parents wanted me to have a good education. So that's mm-hmm. why they mm-hmm. gave me to my aunt and uncle to be adopted. Mm-hmm. And I did get a good education from high school to college. Mm-hmm. So no regrets. Mm-hmm.
So would you dedicate your success not just to your aunts, but to your aunt, but to your parents as well?
Yes, because they want all of us to have a good education.
Yes.
And that's the main motivation, I guess. But yes. As a young 7-year-old, you don't know that. Mm-hmm. You feel that you were the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But it seems like you actually probably were the one in your family that made it better for the rest of you, right? So how many siblings did you have?
We're 7 in the family with one girl. Mm-hmm.
And how are your other siblings now?
There's 3 four, 5 of us are surviving right now. Mm-hmm. 2 died in their infancy.
Oh, that's
and then
sad.
Now my sister lives with me here in Houston. Mm-hmm. And 3 boys are in Batangas.
Okay, so would you say that you actually, are you the oldest or what?
So I'm the 3rd in the family.
3rd in the family, but would you say that you're actually like the person that people go to, like your siblings go to, like you're the leader kind of your siblings?
No, I don't consider that, but they will ask me for advice because I don't like to take the responsibility from my older brothers. You don't like to be said you're taking over. Mm-hmm. I'm not like that.
Okay. Yeah, but still some of your siblings, they come up to you for advice and other things, right?
Yes, they do. And they always take my advice and excited to see me every time I go home to the Philippines.
How often do you go home, Tito Flores?
About 2x a year.
Wow, I would love to do that. Do we have any comments or from the viewers? Yeah, that would be good. Again, we encourage our viewers to shout out or give any comments. Or if you have any questions for Tito Flor, let's read some of the comments for tonight. Good evening, Texas. I'm watching from Pangasinan, from Mark Carlo De Seco. And then Tita Delia Ligot. Good evening po. Good evening, Texas. Hello, MJ. And then Mark Carlo again said, good evening, Texas, and happy Father's Day from Mark Carlo. And then Jojo Canaria watching from Philippines. Shout out Toledo family. Yes. And happy Father's Day. Thank you all so much. So for all those that are watching, don't forget, we have a game at the end of the show. We're going to pick a winner and we're going to send you a special prize. So before we move on to the next segment, I can't believe it just went by so fast, the first part of the interview. But before we move on, let's go for a short break.
Waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
I'm just kidding. All right, good. Welcome back. Welcome back. I couldn't believe it just went by that fast. Could you believe that, Tito Flor?
I thought it was only about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it seems like it was just 5 minutes, but we're done with the first part. But I just want to show this book to the viewers. You know, this book, it's the Cuento book, which is an anthology of Filipino stories. So Tito Flor actually is featured in this book. But since we have talked about his childhood already, I think it's interesting to know. I know you got married at the age of 22, right?
Yes.
Yes. So how was your marriage, doctor? I keep saying doctor because you.
I got married when I was 22 in February 1966. Mm-hmm. It lasted for 11 years. And I don't know why people fall apart. So when you don't seem to communicate anymore, the best thing to do is separate. And don't let the kids suffer because you keep silent treatment inside your house. Mm-hmm. So we decided to divorce in 1977.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, and you took custody of all your children, right?
At the beginning, I had the two boys, Ricky and Willie, and then Willette joined me later in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, being a divorced father, what challenges did you encounter like raising your children?
Finances.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I moved to Texas in 1979, I just got surgery in LA for 4 major surgeries for diverticulitis with the cecum,
mm-hmm.
which is resectioning of my colon.
Yeah.
So then I moved to Houston without knowing anybody in Houston, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very challenging because you have to adapt. And then financially, I was not capable yet. So I have to take two jobs. One as an engineer with Lumos, and the other was teaching at Houston Community College.
Mm-hmm.
I do technical teaching and control systems. I taught there from 1979 to 1984.
Wow, that's like 15 years, right?
No, 5 years.
Oh, I'm having a brain fart. I think I forgot my basic mathematics. So I need to be taught by Tito Flor. So you taught for 5 years. Well, you know what? That's natural humor. At least we're trying to entertain everyone. And I'm bold. I'm boldly saying what my thoughts are, even if it's wrong. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so it must have been really a challenge because not only that you actually were raising your children by yourself, and also you were new in a place. And on top of those things, you went through a lot of health challenges as well. Is that
yes.
right?
Growing up, the kids graduated from, all of them went to St. Thomas University. So I was very proud of that. And all, mm-hmm. everybody had their degree from St. Thomas University.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I decided it's time to be active mm-hmm. with the Filipino community. So I joined FAST, mm-hmm. FAMH. And then in 1993, I started really getting involved because President Ramos came
mm-hmm.
to Houston. And at the same time, the Philippine consulate was closed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was one of the founders of FACOS, which is the Filipino American Council of Southern Texas,
mm-hmm.
with Wally Arias and Tito Refi, Lino O'Malley, mm-hmm. Alan Tiongco, Paul Dalde, and a host of many other people who volunteered to assist President Ramos and his entourage in 1993.
Wow, that's the year I graduated from college. Okay. Anyway, so I know it seems like all your life, okay, your childhood, you grew up in a different family, and then you worked at an early age, at the age of 16, You got married at the age of 22. So it seems like all your life, God was actually preparing you to become a leader. Because from there, in during those times, you gained more confidence, you gained more skills, you gained more knowledge on how to actually become a leader. So you founded two tour guides. It's just FACOS. You also founded the Philippine
American Chamber of Commerce
of Greater Houston Region, right?
Right.
Yeah. So being a single father, having multiple jobs, and then doing all this for the community, how did you manage that, Tito Flor? Look at you. You are so healthy.
Time management. I'm not healthy. In fact, I suffered from hepatitis C in 2002, which was diagnosed when I was assigned in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
I suffered a TIA, which is transient ischemic
attack. Uh-huh.
So, and then the Singapore doctors found out that my SGOT and SGPT were elevated.
Uh-huh.
So I finally went to an internist in Houston, and they diagnosed me for hepatitis C, which is an outcome from surgery and blood transfusion in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
From then on, I got chemotherapy for 1 year, mm-hmm. from 2002 to 2003, which I did not tell any of my kids.
Whoa.
That's why they get mad when,
oh my gosh,
when they found out.
Mm-hmm.
But my main reason was, why tell them when they'll be just be stressed out? And they cannot do anything anyway, because when you do chemotherapy with hepatitis C, it's a combination of 108 injections.
Wow.
Every week.
Wow. And not only that, because I was reading here, not only hepatitis C that you actually overcame or battled, what are the other illnesses that you have miraculously?
In 2009, they discovered that I have stage 2 prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Which I also have treated with radiation therapy for about 45 sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And then on May 2021, I underwent a transaortic valve replacement, or what they call TAVR,
mm-hmm.
because I got congenital heart issues that mm-hmm. I have to solve.
Wow.
And then in 2007, I got into a car accident which totaled my forerunner, but I came out of the accident without any scratch.
Oh,
so
wow.
God has plans, like I said, and however brave you are, it's always upstairs who tells you what to do and guides you to do things your limitations.
Yes, of course. So it seems like God has been protecting you, guiding your path, and just bringing the right opportunities, right people. And look at you now, having gone through all those struggles as a child, your marriage, your health issues, you're almost in your eighth decade of your life.
Yeah, I'll be 80 in October.
Wow. So I believe that God really has a purpose for every single one of us. And it's so good to know from a man of wisdom like Tito Flor, how his life, God has been setting him up for his purpose. And
yeah, and I believe God has plans for you. Mm-hmm. And I always tell my kids, life is what you make it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I know. I remember you in one of our episodes that I think we had a question, or you had some comment in our show where you said, yeah, life is what you make it, which is very true. And you know, Les Brown actually says, Les Brown is a legendary speaker, writer, and coach and all that. And he says that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is your gift to God. And
that's true.
Yes, yes. So do we have more comments and shout outs so we can read them and acknowledge our viewers who are participating? Okay, from Evelyn Toison Rivero. Happy Father's Day, Tito Florencio.
Thank you, yeah, Evelyn.
Yeah, and then, of course, Elena Toledo. Good evening, Texas, from the Philippines. Wow. Thank you all so much for watching. Yeah, so as we were saying, our life is our, you know, it's a gift from God, and what we do with our life is our gift to God. So it seems like in your case, Tutu Flor, all your life you've had this passion of helping people.
It didn't start out that way.
Yeah.
Because I need to help myself first.
Uh-huh.
But because of the 3 cancers almost, one accident, one heart problem each solved, I think God has plans for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I figured out in 2005, I started this to sponsor one scholar in Mapua.
Mm-hmm.
That was in December 2005. I planned only for one, but word started to spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And soon I was inundated with applicants.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no recourse but to accept them. So yeah. From one, it mushroomed into... And then in 2008, my good friend Severino Santos and Ricky Osmond introduced me to Calabarzon universities and mm-hmm. state colleges. And that's where it expanded into 7 colleges and universities in Malila and Calabarzon.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, God told you, I'm not done with you yet, Flor. Yes, I'm not done with you yet, because I know that you're going to help a lot of people. And, you know, just one person that you actually help, that can be a ripple effect. That can go a very long, long way. Imagine the many lives that Tito Flor, the many students that Tito Flor has given scholarships to, has provided for their education, just that one person. That one person brought future, a brighter future for their own families. So that is generations. The effect is generations and generations. That's just one scholar.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So how many scholars do you all have now? I think are we going to be going on a break soon? Yeah, yeah. So I want to focus a lot more on this, because I want people to hear that when you follow your calling, when you follow your passion, when you follow that small voice, when you actually fearlessly follow, where you're being bold on what you want to do with your life, you can actually make a difference in the world. So before we move on to, of course, this segment where we're going to talk about your scholars, we just want to go for a break, because I want you all to listen very carefully when we come back. So see you in a bit. And it's really getting more interesting. And I know I kind of mentioned before we went on a break that we want to focus on Tito Flor's scholars in the Philippines when we come back. But I want that to be the final segment of the show, because I want that segment to really make an impact to everybody who's watching tonight. So let's just find out more interesting things about Tito Flor. like your hobbies. What do you love doing, Tito Flor? Because I know being a single father for like since the age of 33, is that right? Because you said you were married for 11 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So being a single father from the age of 33, like other than raising your kids, what hobbies or interests did you have other than work and of course your children?
In 1992, I got interested in watching the Houston Rockets. Mm-hmm. So from 1992 up to the present time, I'm a season ticket holder for the Houston Rockets. And for about 15 years, I was also a season ticket holder for the Houston Dynamo. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, it was also with the Houston Dash. Mm-hmm. And other than that, I started reading. Mm-hmm. So I got a collection of David Baldacci, John Grisham, David Brown, Robert Ludlum, Tom Clancy, mm-hmm. Stephen King, Sidney Sheldon, and all the other nonfiction writers that I can get my hands on. Uh-huh. I also dabbled in photography. So I volunteered myself to take pictures of events, you know, the Philippine organization. Mm-hmm. They have events every week.
Mm-hmm. So, were you being paid?
No, I just volunteered.
Okay. Yeah. Well, because see, in this book, Images of American Filipinos in Houston, actually Tito Flor had a lot of contributions. So, yeah. So that's no wonder Ricky and
Willie,
like your two sons are actually photographers and videographers, right? And
yes.
Yeah, professionally, that's what they do. So did you teach them early on, like growing up?
No, I did. They just saw me doing stuff and they mm-hmm. get interested and learn mm-hmm. and learn it by themselves. They know more about me right now because I stopped taking pictures when digital age comes in.
Okay.
So I see no creativity in digital pictures.
Okay. So you're...
I used to take pictures, a lot of pictures with my Mamiya 7, which is what you get is what you see type of pictures. But then with the DSLR, mm-hmm. you can manipulate it before you can publish it. So it doesn't interest me anymore.
Okay. So do you think that the modern day photography or do you think that your day photography is better than the modern day photography?
Yeah, because you have to learn how to focus, how to... I just lied. Now everybody's just click and point and shoot.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's technology, Paul. Like,
yeah, but then it doesn't get your creative juice coming out mm-hmm. because it's just there. All you mm-hmm. do is focus and then shoot.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's easier to learn now, actually, to be a photographer, right? Am I right or am I right? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's easier now to take up because all the cameras are much better now. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there's no sense of creativity mm-hmm. with the iPhones and the Samsungs.
Yeah, actually, it's like with the new iPhone, you can do a portrait and then you can, you don't even need a photographer anymore. Just do it on your own. But yeah, so that's fun. Like, but you didn't ever charge. You were doing it for just for fun. It was a hobby. It didn't ever become like.
No, I didn't get paid a wedding photographer. I just volunteer myself and people ask me to do pictures, mm-hmm. weddings, birthdays, events. Mm-hmm. I do that. And also after my retirement, during also my working years, I dabble in crossword puzzles every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, no wonder you really look young, Tito Flor. And with your age and after all those health issues, that challenges that you overcame, I mean, I work in the hospital, so I can tell. I mean, I see a lot of younger people who are really, really sick. So you are blessed to have, like, approaching to your eighth decade of life.
And yes.
Yeah, and you have all the wisdom. Well, so with all the books that you read, I mean, all the authors that you have mentioned, do you have a particular favorite?
Gresham and Baldacci and David Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so from all their writings or all their books.
Well, you can see in my bookshelf, the stacks and stacks of books that mm-hmm. I've read, and those are double layers. Mm-hmm. So behind those are books also.
Yeah, so because I started reading books recently because I grew up, I just read textbooks. You know, I just used books to pass or for school, but I didn't really particularly read any books for self-help or development or growth, personal growth and those. So I know that reading books actually help us grow and hone us into better leaders and better people, right? So
yes.
What wisdom can you share to our viewers with the books that you have read and are still reading?
You know, I read fiction books, so mm-hmm. there's not too many lessons there except it's thrillers and
okay.
science fiction, you know, all those. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I read like Poor Dad, Rich Man Poor, something like
yeah,
that.
You said fiction. Yeah, nonfiction books are more of those self-help books. So
yes,
but yeah, so you get entertained because I know that's how you become creative as a writer too. Is your creativity is usually ignited or like with all those fiction and scientific books?
Yes, yeah. I got a lot of collections of humorous books and. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff. You can see my bookshelf is well stacked.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't even finish reading Shakespeare.
Okay.
I cannot develop the passion for Shakespeare.
Okay. Yeah. So we have talked about do you sing too?
I used to.
Uh-huh.
Until my voice disappeared. I don't know why.
Okay.
I formed the Notre Dame Church Choir mm-hmm. in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I have them as intermission number, or was it intro to Gary Balanchine concert, which I co-produced mm-hmm. in 1994 at the Houston Arena.
Wow. So talking about that, Gary V was just here this weekend. Were you there?
No, I was not. Unfortunately, I got three events that day, which I have to go to. So.
Okay.
And I watched him last year in August 2023. Mm-hmm. At the Music Museum in Green Hills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, when you went home.
When I went home. So it was a 3-hour nonstop concert with Gary B's pure energy. So
wow.
To me, that's good enough.
Yeah.
I'll show you later my souvenirs from my 1994 concert.
Wow, that's amazing. So you were producing concert tour, co-producing. So imagine we've learned so much already just talking about your childhood or you're being a student and your married life and your hobbies. We have already learned a lot from Tito Flor. But let's read some comments from our viewers. All right, from Elena Toledo. Good evening, Texas, again from the Philippines. And then Ferdinand Christian Katapangan. Hi, Dad. Yeah.
One of my graduates from Lucena.
Wow. Good evening, Ferdinand. And then, of course, Ricky, your son, is waving.
Richmond, Texas.
Hi, Ricky. Thank you for watching. And then attorney Orlando Dizon, Tito Flor. He has a question for you. So, Tito Flor, which one of John Grisham's books do you consider to be the most impactful or thought-provoking and why?
David Baldacci's book, The Mercy Series. Uh-huh. Because it follows family.
Mm-hmm.
So, because Mercy was looking for her sister.
Uh-huh.
And it entailed about three books to complete this whole series.
Mm-hmm.
To me, family is the most important. So, that's why I like that series.
Wow. That's awesome. And we have more. Okay. Another question. You know, attorney Orlando Dizon. Okay. That's why he's an attorney, because he loves to ask questions, right? They have very inquisitive minds. So his question is, in what ways do you see John Grisham's novels reflecting or commenting on real life legal and social issues? How do you think John Grisham's characters contribute to the success and popularity of his books?
The most the best book that I've read of him is The Firm and the Pelican Brief. So, but I like to follow, you know, court discussions and attorney and client discussions, and also kind of like the Lincoln lawyer stuff.
So these are pretty much, because, you know, books, it's just, it's, they're usually based on actual events, but they're just some twist. So you can relate those.
It kind of takes you to the actual scene. So you kind of imagine how things are really going in the court, in the thrillers that happened with Baldacci, and kind of like David Brown's book, You Race Through Italy. And I follow the churches that Baldacci described in the David Brown described in his book, the Da Vinci Code. I followed, and that's in the part of.
Wow! So you actually like, so this books, like Doc Attorney Early had said. So it seems like this, they present to you actually what's happening in the court, and you love that. You love that. Your imagination is actually being...
Yes, my interest in court scenes was triggered by my younger age watching Perry Mason.
Okay. All right. So do you apply, like, those that you learn from those books? Do you apply them in your day-to-day?
You cannot really apply them so much, except that you see justice being done. Or injustice being done to people. So you kind of just form an opinion and do nothing about it anyway. So,
Well, all we can do is, I guess, pray. Because sometimes, well, but we have to be bold enough, like, you know, like in situation, it may not be a big situation, but in even in our family life, in our, you know, we can apply and be bold to actually take the right things into.
Injustice. Yeah. But I'm too old to participate in protests. So,
well, you should have run for the office. Well, going back. Okay, I know we've talked about your hobbies and interests, and I know we touched base a little bit about your leadership in the community, being one of the founders of these two organizations in Texas, right?
Yes.
So it looks like even though you say you don't apply what you're reading or learning from those books, but all these experiences in life that you've had and all that actually made you the man who would want to be a founder of an organization, because, you know, that's kind of a big responsibility.
Yes.
But you had the passion for it, right? You wanted what mission, or what was your goal of creating those organizations for Texas or for Houston?
When I started founding the FACOS, I was a co-founder. The main aim there is to represent the Filipinos and help the President Ramos during his visit to Houston with his over 100 entourage. And then when we founded Chamber of Commerce in 2007, actually, we started the Chamber of Commerce in Houston in 1995, but we formed PACC Texas in 2007 with Dallas. It was just to help local businesses. That's why in 2007, we went on a trade mission to the Philippines. And that's when we formed the PACC Texas, which united Dallas and Houston. With Gus Mercado and Ethel Mercado and Tito Refi and Bobby Reyes and Grace Rodriguez as part of the original founders of PACC.
So, wow. And now, until now, actually, we're all part of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Greater Houston Region. And, of course, all these different chapters are part of the Texas PACC. So we're still existing. So if not because of you and your the other founders, there wouldn't be this organization. So how far you think we have gone from the time you created it and all that?
It has come a long way, mm-hmm. because we became recognized mm-hmm. in the Houston as one of the more vibrant and active organizations in Houston. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Anyway, we still have another segment, but before we get there, we're going to go and pause for a short break. See you.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
Back. And again, to all our viewers, just make sure that you have your comments, questions, or emojis, whatever you want. Just have anything or any comment in our Facebook page. Make sure you have them by 7:50 because we're going to choose a winner from those that have participated. Okay, so Tito Flor, being a leader in the community, I know it's a bit challenging. Tell us, what challenges have you encountered being one of the founders of these two organizations up until that moment you founded it until now? What do you think are especially in the Filipino community where there's a lot of organizations?
What was present before and is still present now is the crab mentality of the Filipinos.
Okay.
Which I don't think so has a cure.
Uh-huh.
So if somebody doesn't like what's happening in an organization, they form another one.
Yes.
And then, so that's why we have so many organizations of the same purpose, but different leaders.
Uh-huh.
And that's because of the crab mentality.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to lead.
Yeah, nobody wants to follow, right?
Yes.
But for you to become a good leader, you have to be a follower. Yes, that is correct. So I know that's my sentiment also, but I'm still hopeful, you know, maybe God in his opportune time, he will fix with this crab mentality. But, you know, it's ingrained in us because of generations of, you know, we inherited from you know, the generations of us being ruled by different cultures as well. So I think that has something to do with it. But overall, though, I think that we Filipinos are good leaders. I mean, especially you, Tito Flor. And having said that, I know you've received a lot of awards and recognitions too in the community. Can you mention some of those awards you've received all these years that you've been serving the Filipino American?
When I started the scholarship program in 2005, I did not expect any recognition. Mm-hmm. All I know was my goal was to help people mm-hmm. in the Philippines to go to school. And mm-hmm. I started that only partially because some organizations have scholarships and they only, it's good for one year. Mm-hmm. But my scholarship, you started from the third year until they graduate, mm-hmm. until they pass the board exam. Mm-hmm. I guide them and help them financially if they have to mm-hmm. be helped. Mm-hmm. So even if a scholar gets pregnant or failed in school, I don't drop them.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them to just give me a letter of explanation and let's do it over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have about 15 books of applicants. Right now, I graduated 337 scholars with 15 students right now in school, which is harder than my finances because it's good when before I got laid off. Uh-huh. I have an income. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm retired, all I have is my social security and my savings. So that's what I use for paying all the financial assistance.
Yeah. So how can people help? I mean, if they want to help you with your, you know, with your scholars, can people help? Can they donate?
They can donate by doing the work themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't have to give it to me. Mm-hmm. They can just start sponsoring students in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, most organizations have a scholarship drive every single gala that they have, but it's only good for one shot. Mm-hmm. It's not a continuous from, let's say, just like what I said before, from third year until they pass the board exam. Mm-hmm. It's a one-shot deal that after giving $1,000 at one time, it's that's the end of it.
So how do you qualify your scholars? Like
all the seven universities and state colleges have a center of scholarship. Mm-hmm. They publish the requirement of the Ginhawes family scholars on the bulletin board, and they announce it, and they pre-screen the applicants. Then they send me a PDF file, and I screen them and give them final analysis. And then my alumni will interview them on hand if I don't have the time to interview them. So my I have a core of students who makes interviews when I'm not around.
Well, that's good. So you actually have built a big family, like over 300 scholars. So you have like over 300 plus children.
Right? Yes, you can imagine my every occasion of Father's Day, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, my birthday, my Facebook Messenger is full of happy, 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 happy. And
yeah, that's why I told you earlier, Tito Flor, it's not the riches is not about material things or money. You are rich. There's no value. There's no value. You can't, we can put we cannot put dollar amount on the people that you have helped. And but imagine how many people you actually have made a positive change in their lives. So that's where your riches are. It's like unlimited. It's like, yeah, I mean, I'm just, you are a hero to a lot of these families. And in fact, let's see, you were awarded like, see, outstanding Filipino American in Texas. Yeah, he was featured in One Philippines. It's a local newspaper here in Houston, Texas. Yeah, so Florencia Ginhawa, outstanding Filipino American in Texas, paying it forward through scholarships in the Philippines. So that's what you call your scholarship, right, Tito Flor?
Yeah, paid forward.
Paid forward.
See, right now, out of the 337 students, there may be about three in the United States, three in Canada, three in four in Europe, eight in the Middle East.
Amazing.
Where else? In Japan, Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan. I got people all over, and they have made their families' lives better.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Anyway, I think we have a comment here okay. So Attorney Orlando Dizon. Attorney Orly, hello. Thank you so much for watching our show. Okay. And is it due to the 7,100 islands in the Philippines that Filipinos in the US do not have a unified organization exclusively for them? For instance, the confusingly PACCTX Greater Houston Region and FACCTX Greater Houston. What do you think, Tito Flor? That's the question of Attorney.
It's not the 7,000 island. It's actually the personal ones.
Okay.
For recognition that's generates division.
Yes. And I think it's really, I mean, my take on that and you're right. It seems like everybody wants to lead. And it's like, for you to be a good leader, though, you have to have the humility to be a follower, right, Tito Flor?
Yes.
And it seems like when you're up there, because, you know, being a leader, it doesn't have to be a position. You don't have to have a position. You don't have to have a power for you to be a leader. You could be a leader in your own right. You could be a leader of your life, leader of your family, leader of your friends. You don't have to have that position, but it seems like people like hunger for power.
That's right? Why I avoid being a chairman or president of any organization. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I only have to accept that one time with Mapua. Mm-hmm. Because they forced me to, because nobody wants to take the position. But ever since then, I don't like to be a chairman or president of any Filipino organization in Houston. I just like to be a silent worker behind the scene.
And you are better off than some of those leaders because you're serving silently and you don't have to tell the world what you're doing. That's not what a good leader is for me. That's just my take. Anyway, there's a comment from, yes, we have a very nice comment here from one of our attorneys, also from attorney Eileen Ligot Dizon. Tito Flor is truly a legend. His commitment to helping young minds achieve their dreams through his scholarship program is nothing short of inspiring. His dedication to supporting these students is a testament to his incredible legacy. Your unselfishness inspires me, and I'm sure many others.
I'm humbled by those comments, Attorney Lee.
Yeah, and I mean, me too. I am so inspired just listening to you. You know, all my life, I've been wanting to help people too. I don't know, but some people are born for greater things than themselves. And you are a testament of that. As you have said earlier, your life is what you make it. And what you make of your life is actually honoring our Creator, honoring God. And look at you, Tito Flor. I'm so blessed that you are the one that I had for this first episode of our season 3. Because our viewers need to hear this. Whatever you have in your heart that God is calling you to do, be bold to take it. Because how can you not say yes to a calling that's so big, that's so great, that like Tito Flor, he has changed so many lives in the Philippines.
Yes, and, yeah. Like I always say, if I can do it, you can do it better.
Yes, yes. So, Tito Flor, I know our time is running out. I wish that we have more time, but what are the most important lessons that you have learned in your life that you can pass on not only to your children are so privileged of having you, and those scholars that you have in the Philippines are so privileged of having you. But our viewers also are so privileged to hear about your story, to listen to your wisdom. So tell them what your most important lessons that you can actually relay or convey to them.
Like I said, when I started the scholarship, I don't even think that I can do it financially because I didn't think about money at that time. Mm-hmm. But as you know, God helps raise money when you need it. So whatever I'm doing, it was God's wish that I continue doing what I'm doing. That's why even at my old age, I'm still sponsoring without a job. Mm-hmm. I'm retired. I'm happily retired.
Yes.
But so, I'm still doing scholarship. Mm-hmm. And people think it takes a lot of money. Why not? Money comes, money goes, and it usually comes. Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, they say when your palm is open, meaning you're freely giving, generously giving to other people and doing God's work, it will flow back to you. That's how it is. Because if you do like this, right? If your fists are closed and you're not wanting to share the blessings that you have, how can the blessings flow into a closed fist?
Yes, that's why I said when you help something, somebody, don't expect anything in return. So when I help those over 350 students now, I'm not expecting anything. Well, they visit me in the Philippines and they bring bibingka, puto, which is typical Filipino ways of saying thank you, salamat, but nothing else. Nobody has gifted me a car yet.
Okay. All right. So, oh my gosh, I'm just really so happy that Tito Flor had the opportunity and that he had the time to share with us his beautiful story. So we'll go now to the winner of our game, shall we? All right, let's spin it. Spin, spin, spin. All right. Okay. Is it spinning or it's done? Okay, there you go. Okay, let's see who our winner is. All right. So you're gonna get a prize, Mr. Ricky Ginhawa. You won, and thank you so much for participating. Congratulations. But again, I just want to say this to our viewers. And first of all, of course, I want to thank you, Tito Flor, not just because of the time that you spent with us tonight, but of your willingness to share your story. Because I believe that doing so, you actually have blessed so many of our viewers and that you have empowered those people out there who are still hiding in their closets, who are still hiding what they want to do and is still not trying to figure out what they want to do in life. You are inspiring a lot of our viewers. And I myself am very inspired. So thank you so much, Tito Flor.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And to all our viewers, always remember whatever is in your heart, whatever is that small voice that's been whispering to you to be authentic, to be fearless, to be bold, take it. Take that step. You'll never know what horizons you're going to reach by doing so. So again, don't forget, be bold. Why not? Every Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Philippine Time. Again, thank you so much to all our viewers. Your friend here, MJ, at your service, saying God bless you, good night, and go and be bold.